There are 145,000 people in the UK that suffer with Parkinson's disease, a degenerative disorder of the central nervous system that can cause major issues in day-to-day life. Next week is the 50th anniversary of Parkinson's UK, a research and support charity aimed at supporting those affected by the disease and improving their quality of life. With their biggest fundraiser of the year coming up in Ripley, we spoke to Chrissy Fielder, who's the regional fundraiser for Parkinson's UK, and Nikki Mesa, a local woman from Boston Spa who suffers with the disease, to raise awareness of the symptoms and to find out how the charity can help those affected. So first of all, just tell me about your diagnosis. When were you diagnosed with Parkinson's? And tell me how that sort of all came about.
I was diagnosed about 10 years ago, so 2009, and having heard of it, but never having had any knowledge of the condition. I was away on holiday with some girlfriends, and of which one was a GP at the time, and she just advised me to go and see my doctor when I got home. But the first symptoms were flicking through magazines. Sat round coffee in the morning, girls chatting, magazines. I found it difficult to flick through, and various other symptoms. Like dancing, I couldn't dance, so I didn't know what to do when I got on the dance floor. It was a bizarre experience, really. You just don't know what it is.
And when you were given that diagnosis and you heard that word Parkinson's, what initially went through your head? What were your feelings? What were your thoughts at that time?
It was very difficult. It was not... I couldn't relate it to me. And I just thought it was for old people. I couldn't understand it, and I knew nothing about it. But you soon learn. It affects me from the first moments I get up on a morning, showering, washing my hair, the movement in my arms, significantly shampooing my hair, that repetitive action. I can't sustain that. And obviously medication is controlled by medication, so again you're reminded on a regular basis. But fine motor skills, really repetitive actions, that sort of thing. My writing, I'm struggling to write now, legibly. That's a difficult one to deal with. I mean, yes, everybody says, you know, the age of computers, you can tap it in. And yes, there's lots of ways around it, and you get good at hiding it or avoiding it, maybe. That's what I do. So I find alternative routes, really. The state I was in was, you know, this isn't me, this isn't happening to me. So maybe to tell somebody would reconfirm that. And how do you tell somebody such a biggie? So I didn't. And then time moves on, and 8 years later, I told people when I needed to. Most people sort of say, oh, that's when you have the shakes, or people have very limited knowledge, myself included. Obviously, that's a bit different now, but the one thing is everybody is completely different, and I'm lucky because mine hasn't developed at any great speed. Parkinson's UK has been fantastic. We got involved when I'd got back in contact with the Parkinson's nurse, because in the early days I didn't want to speak to anybody about it. And but coming out, I said I want to do some charity fundraising, and so that's how they put me in contact with Chrissy.
So Chrissy, just want to bring you in now. And I mean, you guys are coming up to a really big anniversary, aren't you? 50th anniversary. So this sort of just perfectly highlights how important the work is that Parkinson UK does.
I mean, Nikki is just an example of many people. There are 145,000 people out there in the UK with Parkinson's, and they reckon that's going to increase by a fifth in the next 6 years. And as Nikki pointed out, this isn't the myths that surround it, that it's an older person's condition. The youngest now diagnosed is 9 years of age. Everybody is different. Nobody has the same symptoms. So it's been very difficult for people to actually get diagnosed. It has taken years for people to, in the past, for people to actually be put in that area of saying, you have Parkinson's. Whereas part of the work that we've done as Parkinson's UK, we've killed some of these myths. We work with GPs, we work with consultants, we work with nurses, we work with care, we work across the board, so it's easier for people to start to recognise some of these symptoms in other people and for people themselves to actually recognise it in themselves. It's the 50th anniversary, as you said, on the 26th of February, so it's coming up fast. Nowadays, we offer a whole raft of things for people. We've got over 300 nurses, specialist Parkinson's nurses out there. We have one-to-one help, which is given by local advisors. We have a helpline where we take about 24,000 calls, which is open for people with Parkinson's, their carers, their family, people that just need to know things. And one of our main things and the big push is our research. We put an awful lot of store around trying to improve treatments for people with Parkinson's and to hopefully find that cure. At the moment, the main drug used for Parkinson's was the drug invented 50 years ago at the start. We are on the cusp of a breakthrough with better treatments and with cure, well, hopefully the cure. We're right on the edge, but we just need that money to go into research so we can make that push to make life better for people living with Parkinson's. Parkinson's UK have a series of walks. We've got 46 across the whole of the country. And here we have our Ripley Walk. And there are three routes on it. There's a 1.5, a 3 mile and a 10 mile that just takes you out around the beautiful countryside. Registration is now open. You can either go online, and if you just tap in parkinsons.org.uk and go for a walk for Parkinson's, Ripley Walk is sat there. We raised £23,000. At it last year, and we hit just over 200 people. We were wanting to try and hit the 300 this year, and we are loving it if we could hit £30,000.
Well, a massive thank you to Chrissy for talking to us and to Nikki for sharing her story. If you want to find out more about the charity walk coming to Ripley or about Parkinson's UK and what they can do for people affected by the disease, call their helpline on 0808 800 0303 or head to www.parkinsons.org.uk.